Hey friends, it's the 21st of May and welcome to Pray Today. I want to share with you out of Matthew chapter 6, starting in the 19th verse. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy. Some of the older versions say where moth and rust destroy. I don't know how we got from rust to vermin because we've gone from rusty metal to creatures where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. So these two verses, 19 and 20 of Matthew 6, are talking about storing up treasures in heaven. So let me ask you this. What do you treasure? What kind of treasures are you storing up? Are you storing up earthly treasures? Now, I will very clearly say to you, there is nothing wrong with having nice things. There's nothing wrong with having a retirement in place or life insurance for your families. But when Jesus talks about this on the Sermon on the Mount, he is very clearly letting us know that it's important that we store up treasures in heaven. Now, storing up treasures in heaven happens after we give our lives to Christ, after we have made a commitment to follow Jesus Christ, after we have accepted him as our Savior. Then the things that we do from that point on to honor God are storing up treasures. Now, we don't know what those treasures will look like or will be like, but we're very certain, based on Scripture, that there will be treasures waiting for us when we get to heaven. Verse 21 says so much here. It says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So whatever it is that you value most, whatever it is that you treasure, that is what runs or rules over your heart. So let's do a quick priority check today. Are there things in your life that you do that are not storing up treasures? Anything that we do that Jesus commands or the Bible commands us to do or tells us to do are things that will bring God glory. And we know that there are very specific things in the Bible that talk about things that will store up treasures for us, like our motivation when we pray, as we've discussed before, our motivation when we fast, our motivation when we give to others. But I want you to focus today on walking into your day and storing up treasures in heaven, not on earth. Let's pray about that today. God, would you just so clearly reveal to me what kind of treasures you would want me to store up? What things you want me to put in front of other things? What ways you want me to bless others? Lord, would I be generous today with my actions, with my words? May I be gracious in my thoughts? And Lord, would you guide me today? I desire to store up treasures in heaven, not so I have a bunch of things waiting for me when I get to heaven. Just being in your presence is going to be amazing. But Jesus, you command us to store up treasures, not on earth, but in heaven. Thank you for the material blessings that you've given us. But Lord, we just ask that you would move us to have a change of mind, as Romans 2 or 12 talks about, that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we know one of those ways we need to be renewed is by focusing on heaven and focusing on following what you want us to do about your word and how we are to be lights in this world. Lord, as I walk into today, may I be a light. May I shine wherever I go, not to bring glory to me, but to bring glory to you. Thank you so much, Lord, for another opportunity today to store up treasures in heaven. And would you remind me that where my treasure is, there's my heart as well. I want my heart to be focused on you. And if it's focused on you, then it will be focused on the treasures that are important to you, Lord. Thank you so much for what we have to look forward to, but we don't want to lose sight of what you've called us to do and what you've called us to be today. May everyone hearing this today right now say, I know God can use me as a light today, and I thank him for giving me the opportunity to store up treasures in heaven. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Amen.